KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly sunny skies and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high near 70, winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. While other school districts in Iowa, predominantly in the larger cities, are enacting mask mandates as a means to prevent the spread of COVID-19, Griswold School District Superintendent Dave Hendricks says that's not the case in his district, where there will be no mask mandate this year.
The board elected to only make one change to what we're currently doing, and that is that we'll start a COVID tracker once again on our webpage that indicates how many students or staff have tested positive. And for the record, to date, we've had 8 students since the start of the school year. That includes 2 elementary students and 6 middle school, high school students, no staff. All have recovered with the exception of one high school student.
Last year at the same time, he said there were 10 positive cases. With regard to district enrollment, Mr. Hendricks said there were 79 students who open enrolled out and 22 who open enrolled in. The out number sustained, meaning they actually gained 3 overall in students. Hendricks said also that the group working on a daycare facility spoke with the board Monday evening.
They have secured some land by our bus barn. They're hoping to start construction maybe next spring or next summer, and have it open at some point during the 22-23 school year. They're currently in the fundraising phase. Anticipated cost is about $2 million, and it'll be an everyday daycare once it gets up and going, which will be a great asset to our community.
The board Monday approved district personnel changes, hires, and resignations.
Nikki Sauer, food service director, Kathy Bonsdale, music accompanist and musical director, Lace Scent, school nurse. New hires, Thomas Dunkel, middle school, high school, social studies teacher, and then also musical director, Tyler McMahon, elementary special education paraeducator, assistant high school wrestling coach and middle school wrestling coach, Allison Bates, middle school, high school paraeducator, and then Tiffany Beebe transferred from a cook position to the head cook position.
And the Griswold School Board Monday evening approved lifetime activity passes with certain criteria in mind for former Griswold educators, staff, and certain volunteers.
They must be 55 years of age or older, must have served the district for at least 20 years, either as an employee or a volunteer. And then in order to get that passed, they have to have a letter of recommendation from both a school board member and a staff member. And it's just a way to honor people that have served the district for several years.
Elsewhere in area news, the Clarinda Police Department yesterday issued a notice as a reminder to citizens of the community that no parking will be allowed on several streets from 7:30 a.m. until noon on Saturday, October 2nd, and that is in preparation for the 66th Annual Southwest Iowa Band Day Jamboree Parade. Those streets include the 100 through 800 block of West Main, 100 block of East Main, 100 block of North 15th Street, and 100 block of East Washington Street. Also in Clarinda, the 100 block through the 300 block of West Washington Street and 24th Street or Cardinal Drive from Garfield Street to State Street. The police department appreciates the cooperation of all the citizens of Clarinda in removing their vehicles from the parade route. Again, that'll be on Saturday, October 2nd. Vehicles that are not removed from the parade route by 7:30 that day in the morning may be towed at the expense of the vehicle's registered owner. Well, the leader of the Iowa Department of Corrections says the number of people who have been released from prisons and committed another crime in the last 3 years has dropped by almost 1%. Department Director Beth Skinner said it's a breakthrough after the increases in recidivism had been slowing.
This is for the first time in 6 years we have seen a decline in recidivism.
Skinner says that the results come out of numerous efforts to make a change in the individuals who come to the state's prisons.
It's called building social and human capital. We have to address the reasons why people came into the system to begin with. And we know there's major risk factors that drive people into criminal behavior. And that has been established through research for over 30 years.
She says part of the program is to help prisoners deal with their negatives,
such as antisocial behavior, impulse control, deficits in employment, in school or poor leisure activities, you know, things such as that, that we can find out through a risk assessment that we can target our resources and our program to reduce that risk.
She says they also try to build on the person's positives, like family support, which can help them on the outside.
Historically, mostly we have focused on deficits, like what's wrong. And we do have to do that because we do need to address those issues that bring people to us and back to us again. But at the same time, we also be building these protective factors to help mitigate that risk.
Skinner says building up all these things makes the inmates more attractive to employers once they get released. She says that what we're finding is that more and more that we're developing a pipeline between our prisons and local employers who know there is such high demand in some of these skilled fields that they're actually asking for these people before they even get out of prison. And Skinner says the employers see the benefits of prisoners who have been given job and life training. He says they know they're going to show up and they know they have certified skills in high demand areas. They're learning soft skills by coming to work every day and things like that. Skinner says it's really a great opportunity with us here at our institutions and then what's available on the outside for these individuals. The three-year recidivism rate in Iowa was at 38.7%. That's down 0.9%. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.